You want your pen back now, or you want to wait till next week when you ask me for it again? Okay.
Come on up, sir. I got my brand new Bible I got for Christmas from Nancy and Kevin. Isn't that nice? All right. So I don't have my pages marked with all the verses that I have. I just barely got them all sent to Dana, so I'm sure he'll probably catch up to me here in a minute. So first off, I get you all to turn to Ephesians chapter 1. I was going to talk about Job today, and I was dealing with a lot of stuff with Job, and I was doing a lot of research, and I have a chronological Bible. It was interesting to go through and see exactly when they estimate that he went through his trials compared to, because they consider him, he's called a patriarch in the chronological Bible, you know, amongst all the patriarchs. So, but you don't, you really can't. I looked and looked, and I was trying to trace his bloodline, and it's not there. So, yeah, so, but, I mean, he lived, he went through his ordeal about the time that Abraham was born, is when he went through all that. And so I had a bunch of facts laid out for that, and then I was going to do chapter 12, and there's just so much there, and I got so depressed with everything that he was going through, you know, and he defended himself righteously, and yet, you know, God still straightened him out at the end, because he was out on the money, but just not close enough. So the Lord, you know, and the Lord always has a way of putting us, making sure that we're back in our place when our hearts really want to be. And so therefore, I started looking at some other stuff, and this is what God led me to instead. So Job is there's so much there. It's just, that would be more of what I had, would be more of a ongoing study than it would be a, you know, a message. So in any case, chapter 1, 12, 13, 14 is where we're going to start. First of all, let's start with prayer. Dear Father in heaven, Lord, I just pray for all the folks listening tonight, Lord, that they would have patience with me as we look up these verses, Lord. I give you thanks, God, that you would let me stand in this place, that you would allow me, God, and considering the life that I've led and the person that I used to try to be and the person that you made me into are just two different things. And I can come up here now and I can speak, Lord, and I can use your word, God. And I pray, Lord, that you would be big, make yourself large in all these things, God, and let me step out of your way. And Jesus, in your precious name I pray and say amen. All right, so Ephesians 1. I got to find that first. Oh, yeah. All right. Ephesians 1, 12, 13, and 14. All right. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed that with that Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. All right, what I have tonight is I came up with an acrostic, okay? The theme being praise. Okay, what do we have to praise him for? Okay, first of all, then, okay, to fully define what we should praise him for, the first letter P, P is for peace. God gives us peace. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Okay, we're all called to be in the body of the church, the body of Christ. We're all of one body, the body of Christ. We are all in the church. We are called to worship and praise in the church. When we gather together and worship and praise in the church, when we gather together, all together, okay, we are bound together in the peace of the Lord. Okay, actual worship of him, I don't know if you guys have ever noticed this, but I do. When I come to church and I start worshiping and I start singing, there is such a joy and an awesome peace that I have. I just feel that no matter where I've been at in the world, that I'm right now, I am in the right spot, you know, being in the body of Christ. Peace that comes from worship together in songs and Bible study. That's what this verse calls for. All that calls for us to gather together in the body of Christ. Peace that comes from doing all things together in the name of Jesus. Peace through unity in Christ Jesus. God unites us in his peace. So P is for peace. R is for redemption. Ephesians 1:7. Love the way this new Bible page is turning. Nice and crispy. Oh, I like it. Yeah. There's no previous. I can lick my finger. There's no previous spit taste on the pages yet. So it's all fresh. Later on, I'll be like, I was having steak that day. Okay. Yeah. Okay, come on, I had it. There it is. Okay, Ephesians 1:7. I'm almost there. I'm actually in Ephesians now. Okay, Ephesians 1:7. We're speaking of redemption. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Redemption. Redemption comes from him. It's all from him. He did it all. Christ paid our debt. He did it all. He completed the work for us. There is nothing that we have to do except for claim him, proclaim him to be our Savior, and confess our sins, to realize that we know that without him we are nothing. Without him we are stuck, and that he's done it all. He is our Redeemer. He paid our debt. Colossians 1:14. Colossians 1:14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So he shed his blood. His blood literally washes our sins away, covers our sins, washes them away forever, completely. That we have forgiveness of our sins. Without forgiveness of our sins, we are separated from God. With the forgiveness that we receive by Christ through the shed blood, we are no longer separated from the Lord. We are united with him forever. Okay, A. The A in praise is for assurance. Sorry, my eye is weeping right now. Isaiah 32:17. We'll go a little old school here. Isaiah 32:17. The reason I'm going to go a little old school is because God told us what he was going to do. He told us through the Old Testament prophets exactly what he was going to do. Nice thing about it is God tells us. The other day, Pastor Timothy was leading us through everything that God proclaimed and then showing us through the Old Testament that everything that God has proclaimed, that he has fulfilled. Again, we have done nothing in this. God has done it all. Isaiah 32:17. God proclaimed through Isaiah. He says, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." All right. And then you go to Acts 17:31. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead, that being Christ. We have assurance through the resurrection of Jesus, eternal assurance through the resurrection of Jesus, that we will be as he is. We will live eternally because of our faith in him, because of our belief in the resurrection, that God hath raised him from the dead, and that he did. He did not suffer corruption, but raised from the dead and lives eternally. And goes hand in hand with I, because that he was raised eternally, that makes him our I is for intercessor. Christ is our intercessor. Hebrews 7:25. Hebrews 7:25. Got it? Hebrews 7:25. I is for intercessor. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Uttermost. I mean, that's like the ultimate word, uttermost. It's like you can't go any farther than uttermost. And he did that all. It's okay that we to the uttermost are redeemed, that we to the uttermost have him as our intercessor forever, eternally. Okay, then Romans 8:34 through 39. As our intercessor. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. God did it all, that we don't have to be separated from him. And once we proclaim him, once we confess to him, once we acknowledge and know that he and only he can be our Savior, and that we need him through all these things, and we cling to him, okay, then we're inseparable from his love. And, you know, as a side note, in today's, the way things are going today, the way things are out in the world today, you know, if you look at these things and remember these things, no matter what's going on, the swirl of chaos that goes on around us, God still has control. God still has control, and we are not separated, even in the whirlwind of all the mess that's going on around us and everything that Satan tries to stir up and all his minions, and he's got a lot of them out there. We're safe. We have an intercessor. We have peace, and we're not separated. We cannot be separated. No matter what people want to make you think, we cannot be separated from his love. He is our intercessor. All right. S is for salvation. 1 Thessalonians 5:9. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not appointed unto wrath. God took care of that. He made sure that we had a way. The way, the truth, and the life, that is Christ our Lord. He is our salvation. We're not appointed to the wrath. Yes, there is going to be trials and tribulation in our life now. There is going to be tribulations, but when they open the seals, when they break open the scrolls Okay, we're not going to be a part of that. We're not appointed to that wrath. We have to rely on that to know that our salvation secures us from that. Titus 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So in the whirlwind, in the swirl around us, we have to live soberly. We just have to live and look heavenly. Okay, verse 14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. It's nice to be peculiar. It's nice to be peculiar for the Lord. There's a lot of peculiar people out there, but I'd rather be peculiar for the Lord. And I don't care if they think I'm a fool. I'm no different. Ephesians 1, what's that? Oh, yeah. And it's people are stepping up more and more now just to do just that. Like they're looking to troll people. Let's say Ephesians 1.
Yeah.
12 and 13. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. All right, so praise, praise, praise. It all ties together. Every single one of these are just tied and bound together. It's just like a waterfall, never ending and bound, binding us all together. Okay, E. E is for, anybody? Everybody. E is for everyone. Hebrews 5:9. Yeah, I know. I thought you're going to say eternal. I know it. I got them. I knew I did. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Everyone. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Titus 2:11. Titus 2:11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. It's presented to everybody. God did that in the form of Christ, his son. He presented himself, who died and was resurrected for everyone. Acts 28:28. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. So not only for the Jew, but for the Gentiles as well. 2 Peter 3:29. 3:29. 2 Peter 3:29. That doesn't look right, does it? Oh, no. I wonder what that was supposed to be. Pooh. Well, that was a good one, too. I know it was. Can't be 19 either because there's no 19. 9. Okay, it's Peter 3, it's 9. It's chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter. Yeah, I got the 2 Peter right. And the 3 and the 9, just not the 29. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That is God's will. God's will is that all should come to repentance. He's not going to force us. He's not going to make us. But it's out there for all of us. He completed that work for every single one of us. He completed it for us at the time that he died and was resurrected. It was done for those then. It was done for those now. And it's done for our offspring and for anybody else that comes in the future. He presented it for all of us. E is for everyone. Okay, Romans 10, 9 through 13. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. I mean, how many times did God say that in those few verses? Whosoever, whosoever, whosoever. You know, if God says it once, it's done. But if he says it twice and then three times, okay, and some of us are pretty slow, so we need to hear it a few times. I know, I went through life listening to it a lot of time before, all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, thank you. You know? But he also says it too, because, you know, we pass this on like that. You know? Just like I'm doing right now, but we can pass this on to others. You know, give them the scripture. Show them the right spots, you know, and just show them the ones that just say the same thing continually over and over and over so that they can understand. E is for everyone, because everyone has the ability to understand. Everyone has the ability to choose. God has given us that choice. God did it all for us. All right, so praise. What do we have to praise him for? I made acrostic. Okay, P-R-A-I-S-E, praise. P is for the peace with God by Christ our Redeemer. R is for redemption through the forgiveness of our sins by the shed blood of Christ. Assurance eternally through Christ's resurrection, who died once and was raised forever, that we can be his eternally. If we accept him, we are his eternally. We have that assurance. Intercession by Christ, eternally sealed by the Holy Spirit, eternally our intercessor, and we eternally have a helper until the day that we are redeemed, that we go to heaven with him. All right, we have a guide here on earth. S, sorry, salvation, eternal security in this world, always looking to heaven for the return of the author of our salvation. E, for everyone. Everyone, it is God's will that none should perish. We all can hear and choose to give our hearts to Christ and live with him eternally. That, if that's not a good reason to praise, if all those right there, those few scriptures is not a good reason to praise God, if we just can't think on our salvation immediately and give praise, even through the worst of our problems, just give praise, you know, because it's like there comes a day when we're done and we have our rewards. And to just be in heaven is what a reward that is. Okay? And just give him praise. And it's amazing because there's times when, you're going through some things, and if you just take the time, sometimes I get to the point now where there's stuff going on, and I start thinking about all the stuff in the world and the people that we need to pray for, and the first word out of my mouth is, thank you, God. You know, thank you. And sometimes I'm at a loss for words for a couple of minutes when I'm thinking about what to pray about. So I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it'll come to me. And the words will pour forth. And sometimes it just a few seconds just to say thank you is enough to give me a boost over whatever I need to get a boost over. You know, and get back on track. And I just praise God because, He is so long-suffering. He's so patient. And I have been so stubborn in my life. And there's no reason why I should be able to stand up here in front of everybody and speak his word. And yet he has made it for me to, he has made me equal to that. He did all it for me because I am never going to be worthy, but he did it. And therefore I have his worthiness. And if I got his worthiness, I don't need my own. So, Lord Jesus, in your precious name, we give praise and thanks for all the people here tonight. God, I just pray that you would bring us all back again tomorrow night, Lord. I pray we just bring some more people in here that we could share and have fellowship with the Lord's Supper, that we could remember and give you praise for what you did for us, Lord, for the work that's been completed, God, for the terrible, terrible thing that pleased you to be done, that gives us redemption for our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do for us. Bless these folks now. Bless their hearts and minds. God, keep them safe. I'm back for a point in time tomorrow and for the rest of the week, God. And we just pray that you would put people in front of us. Give us a chance to witness, Lord. Shine brightly in us, Lord. Make your things big in all that we do and help us to just follow the path that you have laid out for us. In Jesus' name we pray and say amen. Yeah? Did they give you a rebate?